We're about to bring you news and information from Pittsworth's own Bowaraba Living, presented by courtesy of Pittsworth Rotary Club. Your local Rotary Club, the Rotary Club of Pittsworth, sponsors local youth to develop confidence and skills to help tackle the many challenges that life may bring. Rotary also sponsors Year 12 students to attend the National Youth Science Forum held in January each year. The Rotary Club of Pittsworth welcomes new members. And for further information about membership or the new initiative, Friends of Rotary, contact President Ros Scotney on 0427 578 264. Well, as we cross to Bowaraba Living, we have Kate Hanley with us again this week. And Kate, I believe, is very excited about a new abode taking shape there.
Yes, I am very excited this week, Gordon. To top it all off, we are having the building program here at Bowaraba Living and updated version of what's happening up in the admin area. And it is super, super exciting. The walls are up to the new building. It's coming along. There's been beautiful wood grain lino being put down. When you come through the front door, it is just going to be spectacular. You're going to have a beautiful foyer to relax in. There's going to be some wood features. But it's just more inviting into our beautiful aged care facility that we have here. You know, it's definitely worth waiting for. So we hope to be in there about the middle, towards the middle to the end of this month. And we are super excited. New offices will house the admin, it'll house general manager, director of care services, our quality control, myself. We have a new boardroom area, a new education area, which is really good as the organisation has grown. We have a specific IT area now, and that's most important with all the IT and technology and innovations that we've been doing here at Bowaraba Living. We have a separate clinical area which helps get all that funding that we need for all the residents, and it's a designated area where our team work very hard in a confined scope of their jobs. And we also have another room which is going to be available for rosters and keeping the staff happy in the rolling the rosters out, and a designated area where staff can go to. And it'll certainly be so welcome from the way we are detached, and every day we come in with a smile on our face and go home with a smile on our face, knowing that where we are, it's not forever, and we're so all looking forward to the new admin area.
It seems there's a lot of anticipation going on, Kate, and from your description, we can understand why you just can't wait to get in there. Also, given the fact that you're working from a temporary dislocation.
Yes, and we can tell you that the new furbishments are complementing the buildings of Brookstead and Pampas in the same way that we've incorporated that, and it complements the new upgrades within the lodge. The decor will be looking the same, and so when you're coming in the door, you're going to have the same feel. We're endeavouring to give you the same feel going throughout the whole building.
Well, that sounds marvellous, Kate. It's all going to be coordinated. And can I change the topic? With the coronavirus restrictions easing in Queensland, does this bring about any difference to access to the residents?
I'll quickly give you a heads up with our corona news. We've had yet another month of COVID-19 changes. I might just put it right out there right now that we are so indebted to the community. We are so grateful that we haven't experienced anything, but everyone is supporting our residents here. If there's something that's just a little bit outside of what they've requested, we've negotiated, and we want them to be in a good place. We're commencing our new visiting entry hours, which will be from 10 till 11, Monday to Friday, and 2:30 till 3:30, Saturday and Sunday. But, of course, we must really stress to people that you need to ring up and book. We don't have the staff in this situation just to get people coming and going. We would appreciate people just ringing up and booking, but there is always circumstances, and we're always open to negotiation in different people's situations. So we don't want anyone to feel disadvantaged. We are absolutely doing the very best that we can. And obviously the same thing wherever you go. There's no visitors from overseas. New South Wales hotspots or Victoria, they're not allowed into our premises at the moment. But in that instance, we offer Zoom, FaceTime, Skype, and many other things can be arranged.
Well, with active case numbers of coronavirus diminishing across Australia, and let's hope it keeps on going that way, I guess there are prospects of further easing of restrictions before Christmas.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're still encouraging social leave. So they say they're going to a home and we get the address and they don't divert from that area because that covers that family and it covers back to the organisation as well. And people have been really understanding with that and abiding by it. So it's just a friendly reminder that we're following all of our aged care directions that we possibly can to the letter. And yeah, and let's hope, as you just said, you know, that we come out of this in a really good place.
Well, on the world stage, we're doing very well indeed. I don't think we'll be living in a COVID-free world for quite a while. So as they say, it's the new normal. And would ask that people liaise with the staff at Balwarraba Living if you have any intentions of making a visit so that everything will run smoothly.
And look, I might just pop in that we've got an AGM coming up for the Balwarraba Living Auxiliary and it'll be here in no time, which will be on Monday, the 12th of October. And that's going to be at the Bowls Club, Pittsworth Bowls Club. So we want to see as many people. Obviously, there'll be Balwarraba Living Auxiliary members and any volunteers with that organisation. The board's invited as well. But if you want to know anything at all about Balwarraba Living in any of our programs and that, come along and make friends through the Balwarraba Living Auxiliary and come along and support them and see what's happening here.
Kate, would I be right in saying that the Auxiliary's main project is the Balwarraba Living Op Shop in Yandilla Street?
Absolutely. We are just so, so grateful for the volunteers because they are ageing and they give it their heart, their soul, and you know, look, they contribute all the time and you give them a choice that some of them wish to still contribute under these testing times, and they do. They want to go to the op shop, they miss their friends. We are operating normal hours and on Saturday. I couldn't be more happier, and I know Alex and Janet and Kim, also the leadership team, are with me in saying that, you know, the Balwarraba Living Auxiliary and what they do. And of course, don't forget Care Pittsworth, that also do the care of the community as well. We're just so privileged to have that body that helps us out.
Yes, you're very fortunate for having such great support from many fine people in the community. And as such, Pittsworth itself has just such a community-oriented ethos. It's really outstanding.
That's right. And I guess it's just always nice to know that Balwarraba Living is a community-based, not-for-profit, 128 aged care bed. We belong in the community. Our ageing can stay in the community. And they're close with their family, their friends and their loved ones. And there's not too many towns, communities that can spruik that.
Yes, well, we can't say that Balwarraba Living is unique, but we're seeing more and more community facilities go into private hands or church hands. Yulambi and Milmerran would be a perfect example. And I note that the Aged Care Commission's report is in the process of being released. I know you don't want to be drawn on it, and we don't know the full ramifications, but hopefully you will get more backing from the federal government.
That's right. Every day is a new, fresh day, and you just don't know what's out there and what we can tap into, what's coming our way. And I mean, you've just never got to stop trying. I think, you know, if you're head held high and you go out there, the best in the world is they can say yes or no. But I think we're very blessed here. We get a lot of yeses in our community of help and in one way or another, and it's all open to receiving humbly.
Is there anything else you'd like to bring into this conversation, Kate?
No, just that our grounds, our residents are enjoying the sun now, more walking, whether it's just in the courtyards or around the block, but the gardens at the moment are flowers. Lifestyle are taking the residents out with little baskets and they're collecting flowers and greenery from the gardens and bringing it in. So when you come in the front door, you're greeted with some flowers. All the dining rooms are done. It's just beautiful that the residents have taken ownership of this, and it's just beautiful that we're able to give them the lifestyle, have secured a little ice cream trolleys. And I believe it's a treat now with ice creams. You can hear a little tinkering of a bell perhaps when it's all set up and running, going through on the ice cream afternoons.
We'll now know when we hear the bell what it means. Everyone may turn into Pavlov's dogs and start salivating.
Certainly, Gordon. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Gordon, and thanks to the listeners again and the community for the input that you give to us. We look forward to updating you in the near future on what else is happening here at Baraba Living.
We do like to keep in touch, so thank you very much, Kate Hanley.
Thank you, Gordon.
And if you'd like further details of the services offered by Baraba Living, whether it's to do with the permanent or respite care or independent living in this community facility, you're invited to call into the office at 10 Wheel Street, Pitsworth, or you can phone 4619 8422, that's 4619 8422, during office hours. Or for a general overview, there is a website you can go to www.boaribaliving.org.au. Boaribar Living is run by the Pitsworth and District Hospital Friendly Society Limited for the Pitsworth community. And listen for further information on Boaribar Living, presented as a community service by the Pitsworth Rotary Club.